back and they score! And Giroux's got it! He's a push it by Antti Niemi!
It's time for the 5-Minute Major Podcast.
What is the significance of that name?
Tiger score!
Now here's your hosts, Matt Mastrogiovanni and Dave Morris.
That's what the people came to see.
A 5-Minute Major Podcast. What took you so long to finally seal the deal, my man? Let's go.
Hey guys, how's it going? Welcome to another episode of 5-Minute Major. Dave here flying solo this weekend as a Matt Mastrogiovanni is down covering, I believe, the Sugar Bowl in good old Louisiana in New Orleans. Yes, one of us is actually a credential, you know, journalist. That was some alliteration right there, I guess. I'm not sure, but you know, just a quick little solo update this evening for everyone. I hope all of our listeners had a fantastic Christmas. And that was safe and healthy. And of course, with New Year's coming up here right around the corner. Not too much to talk about this week, obviously, since there hasn't been any Flyers hockey since we had our last podcast with you back going to before Christmas. Well, of course, there was the one game in there, a 4-3 overtime win over the Ottawa Senators. That I was in attendance at with my in-laws and wife. But a 4-3 game, I mean, we don't really need to go too in-depth in that game. That's a game that for Flyers fans who watched and were there in attendance witnessed it, a game that shouldn't have gone the way it did, but at the end of the day, the team got the 2 points and a victory. Should have been much easier, but nothing is easy when it comes to this hockey team right now. But that's been the last game they played, going back to December 18th. The leagues agreed to start their holiday break early, I believe on the 22nd. And so there was a game there that was postponed against the Capitals and a game postponed against the Pittsburgh Penguins. And as of right now, the Flyers are slated to play the Seattle Kraken tomorrow evening for those who listen to the podcast on Wednesday. It'll be Wednesday evening at 10 p.m. at the Seattle Kraken in Seattle, Washington. And of course, the next game after that is the next evening, Thursday, the 30th, 10:30 p.m. against the San Jose Sharks in San Jose, California. So we'll see what happens. As we'll get into it with a little bit in our Around the League segment here. But the NHL is postponing quite a fair amount of games again due to COVID rising back up in the league. And not just in the league, but around the world, especially in the country in U.S. and Canada. So we'll see what happens. But as of right now, the Flyers are slated to play against the Kraken tomorrow evening, the 29th at 10 p.m. Eastern time. For those who have off during the holiday break, great. You can stay up and have your Flyers after dark. And for those who have to work, maybe burn the midnight oil or not, just don't watch the game and go to bed. See what happens. Yeah, hopefully looking forward to watching some Flyers hockey tomorrow evening. And, of course, then on Thursday. And, of course, when they are back at it, they play on New Year's Day. 10:30 p.m. against in LA against the Los Angeles Kings, and then their West Coast road trip ends with a game slated on Tuesday the 4th at 10 p.m. in Anaheim against the Ducks before coming back home on the 6th to face the Penguins, the Wells Fargo Center. So we'll see what happens. We will see where things go. Hopefully, the Flyers can get in all these games, no harm, no foul. But like I alluded to, COVID. Is back in the league and affecting everyone big time. There's not much Flyers news except for the fact that there have been some players who have been added and removed from COVID protocol. Going to December 27th, just yesterday, the Flyers added 3 players to the COVID protocol list, being Derek Brassard, Carter Hart, and Scott Laughton. Max Willman was removed. From the protocol list on the 27th. And then, of course, today also Morgan Frost and Kevin Hayes were also removed from the COVID-19 protocol list. So some players getting added, some players coming back. there is some big news too. As per the NHL, they are no longer sending their players to the Olympics due to the COVID concerns. So all these games that have been postponed are going to be played during the Olympic break that they had scheduled in February. And of course, they have made some adjustments to the CBA, and now the taxi squad is back in place. So going back on to the 27th, the Flyers, you know, they called up Jackson Cates, Jerry Mayhew, and Felix Sandstrom to the taxi squad. And then today, they actually called up defenseman Cam York and goaltender Kirill Ustamenko. So the taxi squad's a little bit different this year. It's not like where it was last year, where you could bury someone who made a lot of money on the taxi squad and you got salary cap relief. I think you can only call up players who are on two-way deals or one-way deals making less than or at $1 million. So it's kind of not what teams were able to do with it last season. But it was abundantly clear that this needed to happen with COVID making this kind of surge, this reemergence around the holidays, with the new variant, of course. But yeah, you know, hopefully, you know, that's really all the Flyers talk we have for this week of the podcast. Like I said, this is going to be a short podcast, not too much to talk about. And also when you're just running solo, talking to yourself after a while, it's kind of like, okay, no one's here to combat me on my thoughts here, but, we'll see where things go, and hopefully the Flyers can regroup. I mean, should beat Seattle. They beat them earlier in the year. Hopefully they can keep that up. San Jose could be a good test. Same with the LA Kings coming up here on the 1st, and the Ducks. All teams that we thought would be, except for Seattle, the Kings, the Ducks, and the Sharks are all teams that we thought would be worse than what they've proven so far to be this year. So those should be legitimate tests. But hopefully the Flyers can come out with some important wins and keep up this important and their points pace they've been on since Mike Yeo being named interim head coach. But moving along to that, we can already kind of segue into around the league here. You know, there's a couple of big things going on right now, obviously, with COVID are being the fact that the NHL is postponing games. as of right now, they've postponed up to 80 games. Makeup dates will be announced, but they are going to look to be played during the Olympic break that was put in the schedule in the first couple weeks of February there. And we'll see where things go. Of course, the NHL did resume play this evening. There are a couple games going on right now. You have Montreal and Tampa. It was just currently in progress. They're in the third period of that game. Then you've got the Vegas Golden Knights and the LA Kings slated to play later this evening, along with the Arizona Coyotes and San Jose Sharks. And you know, we'll see where things go from there, and hopefully things can make a bounce back there in regards to that front, and the league can get things up and running, and hopefully COVID doesn't play too much of a big issue there. Yeah, that's pretty much it for around the league, unless NHL.com has any other rumblings. Of course, the Winter Classic is still slated to take place on January 1st against the St. Louis Blues and Minnesota Wild. There have been some rumors and rumblings on the Twitter sphere that the league is looking to actually extend the postponement and postpone remaining games up until the Winter Classic. That was, of course, things you were hearing yesterday, and the league did return to play tonight in certain cities in those games I just mentioned. So we'll see where it goes. The NHL actually has postponed a lot of games in Canada because a lot of Canadian teams have actually have blocked off the games to fans. And the league would rather have those games played with fans in attendance because the NHL is a gate-driven league, and they need that cold hard cash from the fans. And we'll see where things go. Obviously, there has been some breaking news. Obviously, of course, with the NHL players not going to the Olympics, you feel like the majority of the league is probably happy. But of course, Brad Marchand of the Boston Bruins has been one of the more vocal players against it, saying how, you know, let us make our own decision. Kind of going, if you want to see the quotes and his full quote, go check out his Twitter. It's blown up right now. But yeah, he's pretty unhappy that the NHL essentially is rescinding their promise. At the end of the day, though, you know, it sucks for Brad Marchand. I see where he comes from. But the NHL, they don't get anything out of the players of their players going to the Olympics. And to them, the players are assets, and they can't afford to having their players potentially get sick or injured over in the Olympics and then be without pay and then hurt their on ice product over here in North America. So it sucks for the players, but I get why the league is doing it. And also, I don't know about you, but I don't really want to be quarantining or being held against my own will in China for 3 to 5 weeks. It doesn't sound like a good time at all. But pretty much the big thing, since there's no Flyers news to talk about, and we kind of covered already the NHL news, right now the 2022 World Junior Championships are happening in Edmonton and Red Deer, Alberta, Canada. Of course, the good old US of A is defending gold medal champs, trying to get a repeat there. This tournament kicked off on Boxing Day on the 26th. You know, with some pretty good games. Obviously, on the 26th, Finland defeated Germany. Russia defeated Sweden. Defeated Russia. Canada defeated the Czech Republic, and of course, our good old United States of America beat Slovakia. And then yesterday, Finland beat Austria. Russia beat Switzerland. And Germany beat the Czech Republic, and Sweden beat Slovakia. Obviously, the U.S. win on Sunday was a 3-2 win, where the game did get a little dicey, but the boys in red, white, and blue pulled it out. Two games slated for tonight, one currently in process. Austria is playing Canada. And the last time I saw the score, I believe it was 6-0 Canada, which isn't surprising at all. Now, our United States boys were supposed to take on Switzerland, but the IIHF announced that the U.S. hockey team had to forfeit due to a mandated team quarantine following a positive test result of two players, of course, looking positive for COVID-19 on Team USA. So that counts as a forfeit. USA Hockey then replied back out with this tweet and statement. "We're extremely disappointed, especially for our players. We're operating in an ever-changing landscape, and that's very challenging. We followed the tournament protocol from the outset and will continue to do everything we can to ensure our players have the opportunity to compete at the World Junior Championship." And that was from John Van Beesbroek, who's the general manager of the U.S. National Junior Team. Of course, the IIHF is a bit of a hot of water right now in regards to, this is the only tournament they're running. They've canceled all their other tournaments through January, including for the second year in a row, the women's U18 world championship. Not even an attempt to reschedule. They just canceled it yet again. And they're quite under a lot of fire for, you know, seemingly let's try and make everything work out for the boys, but the girls, who cares? So not a great look for the IIHF right now in regards to how they're handling their own tournaments. You hope that this COVID cases on Team USA doesn't spread out and get any worse, because you don't want to wish that upon anyone. It sucks that it's an automatic forfeit, because with how the World Juniors are set up, it's a round robin play, then goes into seeding to play for medals. So losing one game in the round robin play is huge. And now it's an automatic forfeit, which kind of puts a big sting to Team USA. So hopefully they can rebound and it doesn't get too bad there. But yeah, no, I feel like, I apologize if there's anything that I might have missed this evening, but it is a crazy time of year. I personally have off until the 3rd of January, so it's like trying to find things to do around the apartment to keep myself busy and hope that I'm not getting into Groundhog Day and not driving my wife too crazy there. But that's going to do it for this week's episode of 5-Minute Major Radio. Like I said, a real quick, short episode, not too much to talk about. Running solo. And listen, it's the holidays. I don't want to drag you guys on and have you listen to a 45-minute podcast of me just rambling, when there's really everything I just touched on tonight is all we need to talk about. So with that, thanks everyone for your listenership. As always, really do appreciate it. Check out our boys in Pod Street Boys and everything they're doing. They are fantastic gentlemen. And yeah, wish them everyone nothing but the best. Everyone keep on enjoying the holiday season and have a happy and safe new year. And Masher and I will be back with a new podcast sometime next week, so keep your eyes peeled for that. Happy New Year, everyone. Let's go Flyers.